Up next on Phoenix FM, it's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Good evening, and welcome to yet another edition of Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Mandy Cullen. Thank you very much indeed for tuning in on your Saturday evening. What we do on this show is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. How cool is that, right? But even better than that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool, it doesn't need to be trendy to get played, it just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. Now, coming up in the first half an hour, for your audio delight, we'll have some Sweet, the Thompson Twins, and I'm going to try and squeeze in some Creedence Clearwater Revival for you. But first, as it's the 13th of the month, and some people can be a little bit superstitious, how about we play a little bit of Stevie? Here's Superstition, just for you.
Superstition. That's why everybody wants a piece of the action. Everybody needs a main attraction. Everybody needs satisfaction guaranteed. But everybody wants a piece of the action.
Way to open a show. That was fantastic, wasn't it? First of all, we heard Stevie Wonder and Superstition. You know, as I said, it's the 13th of the month today, and I know some people just like me are a little bit superstitious, so why not kick off with a bit of Superstition? It's just such a good song, isn't it? It was released in 1973 and inexplicably missed out on the top 10, peaking at legs 11. It did make it, though, to number one in his native USA. And Jeff Beck actually came up with a drum beat at the start of the song, and Stevie Wonder pretty much improvised the song over that drum beat. And it's taken from Stevie Wonder's album Talking Book, but it's just such a good song. Then, of course, we heard Sweet and Action. That one was released in 1975, and it was their 14th UK single release, and it got to number 15 in the charts. It also made the top 20 over in the States, where it reached number 20. Although their best chart performance anywhere was in Australia, where it got to number 4 in the charts over there. Do you know, you might remember that Def Leppard covered it in 1993, and they went one place higher with it in the UK singles chart, because they got to number 14. So how about that? Okay, now it's time for our new feature, which is, of course, Trackwards. We're calling it Trackwards. I'm going to play about 30 seconds of a song, but I'm going to play it backwards and see if you can guess, if you recognise it. We started this last week and it went quite well, so we're going to do it again this week. See if you can recognise this song being played backwards. That was this week's Trackwards. I will give you the answer a little bit later in the show. But if you thought your ears were playing up listening to that, then perhaps we should call a doctor, doctor.
I saw you there, just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. such delight.
Corner.
we are. That's Creedence Clearwater Revival, and the track's called Up Around the Bend. I think we know how they feel. That was a number three from 1970, although it did make it to number one in Australia, Canada, and over in the Netherlands as well. It's from their album Cosmos Factory. Before that, we heard Dr. Doctor by Tom Bailey, Alana Curry, and Joe Leeway, a.k.a. the Thompson Twins. And, you know, they weren't even related, let alone twins. So how about that, then? That was their fifth top 40 entry, I should say, and it reached number three. It's the highest chart position anywhere it was released. They did write the track themselves, and it's from their massive album, Into the Gap. Sounded good, though, didn't it, on your Saturday evening? OK, next up, we're going to do another new feature. When Were They? And because it's the 13th of the month, this week, of course, is When Were They 13? I'm going to play three tracks back to back, one from the 1970s, one from the 1980s, and one from the 1990s. And they were all at number 13 in the charts on this day. But in which year? So, for example, the first one I play, if you think that's from 1971, then the one from the 80s will be not from 1981, and the one from the 90s will be from 1991. So see if you can guess the corresponding years for these three. Kicking us off, it's Diana Ross and the Supremes. What year was this number 13?
This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah. beat are stumping and the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that.
Talk is cheap.
You're Morgan.
There we go. Three tracks, back to back. All were number 13 in the charts on this day from the corresponding year, the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s. But did you guess the correct year? First of all, we heard Diana Ross and the Supremes and Someday We'll Be Together. That was on its way back up the charts, jumping 11 places from last week's number 24. And 13 would be its peak position. Do you know, they had their first UK hit in 1964 when Where Did Our Love Go got to number 3. Then we heard Rolls Royce and Is It Love You're After. That was a non-mover at number 13 on this day. But in which year? And that was its peak position. Their biggest hit, of course, was in 1978 when Love Don't Live Here Anymore peaked at number 2. Love Don't Live Here Anymore was kept off number 1 by Summer Nights and John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. It was kept off number 1 for 2 weeks by them. And then finally we heard Latino Rave and the song, this might give it away a little bit. The song was Deep Heat 89. Now, you can probably guess by the title that it was released in 1989, but what year was it at number 13? It reached its peak position of number 12 last week, so this week it was down one place. I mean, do you know, in the 1970s we had Stars on 45, in the 1980s we had Jive Bunny, and now in the 1990s we've got Latino Rave. Although they are one-hit wonders, their follow-up record was The Sixth Sense, but that just missed out on the top 40. That reached number 49. Okay, I'll give you the answer then. It was, of course, The Zero. So from 1970, it was Diana Ross and the Supremes. From 1980, it was Rose Royce, Is It Love You're After? And then from 1990, at number 13, it was Latino Rave and Deep Heat 89. Okay, do you want to have another blast of trackwards while we're pausing here? Any idea what this song is? Played backwards. This is trackwards. See if you can guess what it is. To say it is easy when you know. When you know the answer, it's you recognize it instantly. Okay, let's play a record. was, of course, Catatonia and Mulder and Scully. Mulder and Scully, of course, were from The X-Files. Do you know, I used to absolutely love Catatonia. I played their International Velvet album to death, honestly, and I'm sure I wore out that CD. Anyway, that was their breakthrough single, I suppose. It got to number three in 1998. And I do love Kerris Matthews' voice. It's just got such a lovely charm about it, hasn't it? Before that, we heard Roxy Music and Take a Chance With Me. And I think I'm right in saying that was the last single they released before their breakup in 1983. It was written by singer Brian Ferry and guitarist Phil Manzanera. And it's taken from their album Avalon. And by the way, what an album that is. Take a Chance With Me peaked at number 26 in 1982. You are listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Mandy Cullen. Okay, before we do the Soppy Softies at 7, I think we can just about squeeze in our new feature, Are You a Cover Lover? That's right, we're going to play two songs back to back. The first will be the original version, the second will be the cover, and you just decide which one you prefer. Are you a cover lover or do you prefer the original? And this week we've got some absolute geezers. Right then, that was the original, and now for the cover version. Was awesome, wasn't it? Two absolutely brilliant versions of exactly the same song. First of all, of course, we heard Thin Lizzy, and it was The Boys Are Back in Town. That was their second UK hit after Whiskey in the Jar, and it reached number 8 in 1976. It's written by frontman Phil Lynott. Do you know, it's one of those songs that the lads love to do at the office Christmas party karaoke, isn't it? I think it is, anyway. And I think, I'm not sure, is it their most iconic song? Or would that go to Whiskey in the Jar? I'm not sure. Anyway, Boys Are Back in Town is from their LP Jailbreak. Then, of course, we heard the version by the Happy Mondays. They released their version as a single in 1999, and it got to number 24 in the UK charts. And it was actually the last single the Happy Mondays ever released. Now, do you know what? If you don't watch Celebrity Gogglebox, it's absolutely worth watching just for the relationship between Bez and Shaun Ryder. Those two are hilarious. I'm not sure they always mean to be, but they're just two best mates just watching TV and commenting on it. Just really good fun. Anyway, so you decide, are you a cover lover? Which one did you prefer, Thin Lizzy or the Happy Mondays? No wrong answers. You're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Mandy Cullen. What we do on this show is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that don't always get played enough on the radio. And everything we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And now I'm going to squeeze in one more song, I think, maybe two, before we do the Soppy Softies at 7. This is the Beach Boys. It's a beautiful track.
Simmons. Join me every Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity and a wide variety of good song.
This is
the show.
It goes like this.
Phew. Wasn't sure I was going to be able to fit all that into a 30 second.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe, my album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Andy. Okay, so we just heard The Beach Boys and Lady Linda. That one was released in 1979. It peaked at number 6 in the charts. It was written by vocalist and guitarist Al Jardine and touring keyboardist Ron Outback. It's from their album LA. And in this instance, LA stands for The Light Album. Okay, just before we do the Soppy Softies at 7 then, let's have another listen to Trackwoods. See if you're any closer to identifying this tune. Any closer to knowing what that one was? It is, of course, a massive hit from either the 70s, 80s or 90s, being played backwards. That's why we call it Trackwoods. Anyway, coming up in the next hour of the show, I'll give you the answer as well to Trackwoods in the second hour of the show, by the way. We've still got our feature to do, the Birthday Bonanza, and we've got plenty of great music, including Space and the Detroit Spinners. But before we do that, as we are rapidly approaching 7 o'clock, it's time for the Soppy Softies at 7. Now, this week, they've all got something in common. See if you can spot the connection between this week's Soppy Softies at 7. It's quite easy, I think. Here's the first one. It is Eric Carmen and All By Myself. Three songs now, back to back.